always a good morning when Liverpool have beaten Manchester United. Robbie, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, very well. 4-2.
Very good. Yeah, 4-2. It was very close, Gerard. I watched the game. I watched the mini-match. Liverpool better side in the first half. Firmino scores on the stroke of half-time to put Liverpool 2-1 ahead. And then straight after the break, he goes and puts Liverpool 3-1 ahead. And then United sort of took over a bit and they got one back, not late on, but middle of the way through the second half. And it was pretty even, the finish of the game. Liverpool got a late goal to make it look convincing. Salah with a 90th minute goal. And when I say make it convincing, I think Liverpool in a better side in this match. But you just look at it, and for Liverpool fans, it's all maybe a little bit too late, this kind of result, in respect to making the top four. That's the Champions League.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Robbie. Can they find a way to sneak in, or you reckon they still can't?
Well, they can, but it's dependent on other results. That being Leicester. But the trouble for Liverpool, I just wonder, such is the depth of, how would you say, ill-feeling between United and Liverpool. United played 2 days ago, they played Leicester City. And they lost two goals to one at home. And the side that they put out was definitely a reserve team. And I just wonder, because United are quite safe, of course, for the Champions League. And, so Leicester won that game. Really, Liverpool needed Man United to beat Leicester 2 days ago and then get this kind of result. But look, they might slip up in the last couple of games. And if Liverpool can win as well, they might sneak into the Champions League, which still seems a little bit unlikely.
Rob, what was the biggest difference between this year and last year with Liverpool? Was it injuries? Was it the squad? Was it
injuries? Injuries. Yep. Yeah, start of the season, they were ravaged by injuries and key players. We talk about Mo Salah and Mane and Firmino as the strike force. And there's no doubt about that. Firmino is getting a bit older, but wow, pops up and scores 2 goals this morning. But Virgil van Dijk, the big centre-half, he was European Player of the Year, second in Ballon d'Or. He was a massive one. Now, he did his ACL in about the fourth game of the season, out for the year. And after that, it was two or three other key players. And that's what certainly unstabilised their season. And it's been, you'd have to say it's been a bit of a disastrous season compared to the seasons before.
What did you make locally of Melbourne City's win over Adelaide last night?
Yeah, Adelaide, it looks very convincing, 4-1, and they're just ruthless up front. Would they get a chance, they take it. Jamie McLaren is on track to hit 30 goals in the A-League. It's never been done before. The record is held by Sydney striker Bobo, who's hit 27 two seasons ago. Adelaide were in this game, but like I said, City just ruthless when they get forward, and they are going to win the premiership. By a country mile, they're 11 points clear at the moment. It's just a matter of time before they get presented with the premiership. When I talk about the premiership, as you guys know, maybe not all the listeners know, in the football world, in the A-League world, the premiers, the minor premiership, which is called in other codes, is not called minor. It's called the premiership. And, of course, we still have the grand final, which is called the championship. So, Melbourne City definitely going to win the premiership. Not so sure about the championship. There are tough times coming for Melbourne City, because what's going to happen is, because of the scheduling, the finals start in June, guys, but Graham Arnold, in 3 or 4 days' time, will pick a Socceroos squad, and I can guarantee you, because I basically have a big feeling, and that's about 4 players from Melbourne City will be selected in the Socceroos squad, and that will decimate them in respect to the finals. Sydney will be losing, I'd say, 3 players as well. Melbourne City will lose their top goal scorer, which is a massive blow. I just talked about it. Jamie McLaren, probably Curtis Good, maybe Connor Metcalf will get a gig and possibly another one, while Sydney will definitely lose Ryan Grant, probably as a centre-half. So for the finals, it's going to even up things big time.
Who are we making some money on this weekend, Robbie? What about MacArthur FC and Melbourne Victory tonight?
Nah, mate, forget about my tips are disastrous at the moment. And
going ordinary, are they?
Oh, they're going ordinary. But, you know, jeez. I was coming from a very high
level. Don't lose your confidence, you know, mate. You're a confidence man.
No, I never lose my confidence. I never lose my confidence. When I say disastrous, I'm picking draws and it's the odd goal that's doing me in at the moment. But I'm waiting for your multi, Laurie. That's where I'm going to get the money this week.
Loz's lock got up last week, Robbie. $5. Right? Yeah, Loz's lock, mate. It was on fire.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't class $5 as on fire, but anyway. We have to consider that on fire, because when I say I'm coming from a high level, we know that Loz is coming from a very low base when we're talking about multis.
Mate, the base is all right at the moment. I'm going okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm paying my way. I'm paying my way.
Well, Jamie took it over this weekend, Robbie.
I love it. What about Clarkie's multis? How does
he go? No good. My footy tips are bad enough. Yeah, I'm not very good with the tipsters.
Yeah, well, you know, Laurie's got to be good, and I have to be good. People are looking, aren't they, Laurie?
They certainly are. So give me one, MacArthur FC or Victory?
Oh, MacArthur.
All right. MacArthur there. Sydney FC, $1.80 against Western United, $4.
Yeah, I'd have to go for Sydney FC.
Newcastle up against Central Coast. $2.40 Central Coast, $2.70 Newcastle.
Yeah, I like the money for the Central Coast there. They haven't won for a while. You know, they were top of the league for a long time, but I fancy they're due a win. And, of course, this is a derby, but, yeah, I think that's a good price for the Mariners.
Do Melbourne City just keep rolling on against Wellington?
Well, Wellington need to win if they're any hope of making the top six, but, wow, it's hard to see. The only thing in Wellington's favour is the fact that Melbourne City played last night, so it's a very short turnaround for them, but you'd be a brave man to tip against City at the moment, so I'd have to go City.
And the last game, Adelaide United, $2.30. Favourites against Brisbane Roar, $2.80.
Yeah, this is a hard one to pick as well. Adelaide, like I said, they were well in that game last night, but they got a short turnaround against Brisbane, who are playing a lot of games at the moment because of this COVID at the start of the season. There's so many games to catch up on before the final. Yeah, I'd be looking at Adelaide into a draw for that.
Robbie, have a great weekend, mate.
Yeah, you too, guys. Great stuff. See you, mate.